Yeah, disappointing. I think it's the, where possible we try and play attacking attacking cricket, and unfortunately didn't come off today. Trying to set up a run chase and backed our boys to get over the line, especially with the way the points point system set up. I think you need to win five, and you still don't get win one to get five drawn games. So yeah, disappointing, but we'll come back stronger next week, hopefully.
283 in, well, 96 overs, I guess, or 80 overs today. I guess it was always going to be a big ask.
Yeah, I think it's obviously a good attack as well, and the pitch was doing a little bit, but I thought if we can get over the new ball, then plenty of time in the game, wouldn't have to have scored at any rate particularly. If we'd have batted probably 80 overs, we'd have got somewhere near. So yeah, disappointed not to do better than we did.
Early doors, you and Michael Klinger, it's a commentator's curse, I know, but we were just saying you got a nice little platform going there. Okay, you had 20-odd runs, but you weren't looking particularly troubled, were you?
Yeah, that's the game, isn't it? Sometimes you get one, you get two, three, four very quickly, and that's what we try and do when we've got the ball in the hand, and unfortunately that happened to us today. But we've got to find a way, really. I think with the bat, we've struggled throughout in our first innings before this game, so back to the drawing board, and hopefully we can do better next week.
Yeah, that lack of runs in the top order, that must be a concern, really.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's there's no doubt about it. It's not easy to bat at the moment up and down the country. But, yeah, we've got to do better. I think there's too many guys out of form at the moment, and we need to do better.
In terms of the bowling attack, you mentioned already Middlesex got a very good bowling attack. I guess that was almost one difference as well, really, in the sense they got the depth, perhaps. Richard Jones didn't have his best match, if we're being honest. He'd admit that. And, of course, Anish is still a young lad, really.
Yeah, I think if we're honest, I think we were outplayed in all three departments. I thought we fielded poorly as well, if I'm honest. I think we'd shelled a couple of chances that we'd hoped to hang on to, and generally too many ones in the ring and too many twos to the guys in the deep. And I think we made life far too easy for their batters, if I'm honest. Apart from Alan and to a degree Dave Lucas, I thought those two bowled particularly well, but yeah, our backup bowlers struggled this game, but hopefully we can learn from that, and they'll be better for it next week.
Yeah, Dave Lucas bowled better than his figures might suggest, really.
Yeah, I thought Lucas bowled very well, really. He bowled decent areas and swung the ball nicely this week, which is pleasing, and hopefully that's a good sign going forward. He's been a little bit unfortunate, really, with he's bowled better than his figures have suggested all year, so I'm sure things will turn around for him, and he'll do well for the games remaining.
Onwards, ever onwards. Netherlands at Kidderminster tomorrow now.
Yeah, looking forward to it. A bit of white ball cricket. Unfortunately, with the schedule, we haven't been able to practice too much in recent weeks with the white balls. We did plenty over the winter, and a few games pre-season one day, so hopefully we're ready, and if we can start off in that competition strongly, it's a competition that we're looking to do a lot better than we have in the previous couple of years.
A final point, with all due respect to Chester Road, obviously you hope it's going to be a brief exile there, because sorry, they're in the Championship as well, but you'd hope to be back at New Road as quickly as possible, presumably.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's our home, that's where we want to be playing our cricket. It's fortunately, a majority of the guys in our dressing room have played at Kidderminster plenty of times, so it is still a home advantage. But like I say, there's no place like home, and we want to be back at New Road as soon as possible.
Very last one. Are you planning any changes for the CB40 game?
Not finalised yet, I don't think. Probably Alexi Cavazzi will come back in, certainly into the squad anyway. But other than that, that's probably about it.